Damon, congratulations into the Ulster Minor Final. You must be delighted with the way your boys performed there today. A very mature performance, went out with the wind in their backs, got the job done with those scores in the first half and defended brilliantly in the second.
Yeah, the second half especially, you know, when we got their extra man in around the middle of the park, really kind of settled ourselves. We knew Dunamore were going to come at us with everything they had, you know, and we knew that we were going to have to weather the storm, and, you know, once we did and we got more possession of the ball in the second half, I think then we kind of kicked on and we probably dominated the second half of that second half there. So, yeah, very pleasing. They are a very mature group, you know, so, no, it was just tight going, but yeah, it's great to come out and get into an Ulster final.
Great build-up play first half, and then you had the man to take the scores, Conor Meehan, in excellent form. I think he finished with 1-6 there this afternoon.
Yeah, the goal was huge. You know, we said that a goal was going to be very important, you know, and he took it extremely well. But there was heroes right around the field there, you know. Just our maturity in possession. You know, we said we were going to have to, you know, just put in the biggest shift of their career, their young career so far. And I thought the two boys in the middle field, three fellas in the middle of the park, Jake, John and Callum McRae, were exceptional.
Yes, you dominated around the middle, and Jake's fielding and his overall mobility for a big man the size that he is, a great asset to your team.
It was, and really, you know, he blossomed this year, and he has started dominating around the middle. I don't think he knew his own strength or physique, you know, up until now, and he's really enjoying the role that he's got. And John as well put on a huge shift there today, so. Complemented by the smaller, lighter, faster fellas around them, you know, we had a lovely wee balance in there. So, yeah, but look, it's still only a final. We haven't won anything yet, but it's great to give ourselves that opportunity to have a go at Dungiven now.
And well organised at the back in the second half. Of course, you got men back and everybody working for each other. But I thought David Monaghan had an exceptional second half, and Terence McGovern not too far behind him.
Yeah, David's a superb player, you know, and he really took on the mantle in the second half there, and he drove forward at every opportunity. Terence, yeah, we knew we were going to have to double up on Noah Grimes, so Fakra was kind of tasked with sticking to him and Terence getting in around and helping him whenever he could. I thought also bringing in Tor Lacar and Senan Carr, the two brothers whose grandfather passed away and has been buried tomorrow, for them to go out and put in the performances that they put in, I thought it was just really, really epitomised what this team's about, you know.
Indeed. And this Dunamore team stacked with players who won an Ulster Championship with Tyrone this year. You had your homework done, you knew the danger men, and you succeeded in blotting most of the danger that they posed.
Well, that's the thing, you know, it's a double-edged sword for a team like Dunamore. You know, whilst they're fantastic individuals, you know, you do know about them, and we've seen them playing. I saw the Tyrone playing against Derry before Donegal played against Derry this year in the Ulster final. So yeah, we knew absolutely, you know, they've got all-star minors and they've got, you know, individuals of great class. I do think it helped that their other minor, Rowan Molloy, didn't play because of suspension. But yeah, it was a great, we took it on as a challenge and said, listen, this is the best as an Ulster, can we match them, can our players be as good as their players? And as it transpired, we are, and the boys will take great confidence from this, not alone for the final, but just going on in their own careers and playing for master seniors and reserve teams.
New Year's Day, big occasion for the club now. Dungiven, a mighty job for you to overcome a very good County Derry side.
Absolutely, Derry again are flying at all levels, and Dungiven is at club level is epitomises that. So, really don't know a huge amount about Dungiven, but again, we'll get the videos and we'll do as much homework as we can on them, and again try and nullify their better players, and hopefully we have enough around the pitch to go on and to get the job done. Either way now, you know, they'll get our fourth game in Ulster, having come through the preliminary round as well. You know, you can't get nothing more out of this competition. Yes, winning it would be fantastic, but as a learning experience, these boys can never get better than what they've done this past 4 weeks.